lonesome highway east of Omaha. You can listen to the
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, there is a new development from Gableman, and it is not good. He's the guy that, at your expense, has been hired by the Republicans to appease Donald Trump. And here's what he has done. He has now announced that he is going to extend his review to all assisted living facilities, all the old age homes in Wisconsin. It's going to require a lot of gorillas. He's the muscle. He'll hire a lot of gorillas at your expense, and they're going to go around, and they're going to make their evaluations. I think the old folks are competent to vote. Call a couple of them in. Mabel, are you competent to vote? Do you know who you voted for? Did a caregiver hired by the Democrats fill out your ballot? I'm not kidding. And then he was asked who he has hired and how he's spending his money, because Voss won't say. He said, I'm not prepared to give you that info at this time. He released the name of one lawyer, a guy named Clint Lancaster. He's an Arkansas lawyer who represented a woman who sued Joe Biden's son. What the hell is he doing in Wisconsin? Why am I paying his fees? Why are my tax dollars paying this Clint Lancaster of Arkansas's fees? Why am I doing that? Why am I doing that? Also, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sniffed out some, Andrew Kloster, one of Trump's lawyers, who put out this statement and said, we need prosecutors who will let our boys off the hook. He advocated the Proud Boys coming in, beating up a few people, and then prosecutors, Republicans, who wouldn't prosecute them. Why am I paying for his fees? I want him in prison. I don't want to pay his fees with my tax dollars. Then there was somebody named Carol M. And you know what happened with Carol M? He said, well, I'm not telling you who that is. That was a mistake that got let out. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sniffed around, and they found out it was a woman named Carol Matthews, who's a lawyer from out of state. And then they found out that Gableman has an aide named Zachary Nimerovowitz. Who the hell is he? Why am I paying him anything? Anything. And then he said, after talking with the Racine sheriff, the clown, who said that the Wisconsin Election Commission are officials who six to nothing, including all three Republicans, said that absentee ballots should be mailed into old age homes to people, individual in their mail, because COVID wouldn't let people begin to hand it to him personally, that they should be prosecuted with felonies. The clown should be removed as a sheriff. He's a clown. He's not law enforcement. And Gableman, another clown, said, oh, I've talked to him, quite a guy. So now I'm going to go into all the old age homes in the state. You know, this is at taxpayer expense. This is an attack on our elections. This is happening here. I told you there are six states. So all they have to do to control the government forever, including president as well as state legislatures and gerrymandering, and they are Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin all have corrupt gerrymandered state legislatures. Georgia the same, Arizona the same, Nevada's the sixth. It's happening here in Wisconsin. Going to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike. My friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
So romantic, just watching the leaves fall with democracy. Gestapo Gableman, disabling democracy. I think it is time for people to join me at the Capitol, because I've been there quite a bit the last couple weeks. And, you know, if you have the time, and you have a couple bucks to pay for parking or whatever, hey, we can have lunch down at one of our sponsors. I'm going to be making a commercial today with Evan for Gotham Bagels. So let's start taking it to them, man. I mean, people can message me on Facebook and stuff because I can't talk right now, but I think it's time for us to, like, you know, raise our arms up and peacefully again. And have some fun, man. It is a lot of fun. It's better than sports.
Right. Yeah, I think it's time for action. The question is, what kind of action? I mean, right now, you have Voss has hired Gableman, who said there are going to be more subpoenas. He won't say how many subpoenas he's going to issue. He won't say how many issue that he's going to issue, but I'll tell you this. Here's what we do know. Here's what we do know. He's already issued 17 subpoenas. And then the Journal also just found out that he's paying $325,000 to a data analysis contractor. Now, who the hell is that? Why am I paying that? We have plenty of data analysts on the payroll in the state of Wisconsin. They've analyzed the heck out of this election. This thing has been recounted a number of times. Why am I paying Gavelman and some gorillas, and we only know who some of them are, to go around the state and scare people in old age homes? Why are Republican legislators putting up with that? Because they're scared. They're the Stasi. If you're in East Germany, Russians came in, and you're in the Stasi, you're afraid to stand up because you'll be betrayed by a fellow Stasi member. Republicans are a Stasi. They are a Stasi. Not Americans. They are, yeah, I'm talking about the leaders now, not the voters. Voters get tricked into doing a lot of things. Gabelman spending $325,000 on data analysis contractor and won't say who it is or what. How do I know it's going to a data analysis contract? Why do I want to pay $325,000? Why do I want to pay him $11,000 a month just for sitting around contemplating his navel? Already issued 17 subpoenas. Now he's suing the clerk in Madison because the Department of Justice will not let state election officials turn over stuff to people like Gabelman, people like Cyber Ninja. They don't want corruption and fraud. They don't want corruption and fraud. They offered to show Gabelman the documents, give him copies of the documents. He wants to hold the depositions in private. He wants the star chamber back there. And nobody's going to see the transcript. Hey, this is not Belarus. You are not Alexander Lukashenko or Vladimir Putin. Trump is Vladimir Putin. Boss is trying to be his Alexander Lukashenko. And you are simply an apparatchik to Alexander Lukashenko. But that's not Wisconsin, Jack. And we don't want you. I don't want to pay for you. I don't want to even think about you. What do I have to think about you? What do I have to come up with $325,000? It's not all me, obviously. It's state taxes. Why do I want this? Why are we wasting this money? Why are we attacking our elections? Why are we attacking our old folks? I mean, you know, I had an aunt, my Aunt May, very elderly. She was an old age home up in Lomira, Wisconsin. The sisters, the nuns ran it. It was a wonderful facility. She passed some time ago. But if she'd been sitting there, she votes. And what, a gorilla is going to come in? What, concealed carry, or maybe he can open carry and sit down and say, your name is May, eh? Are you in your right mind, you know, are you able to vote? Hey, get out of there, Jack. I don't want you talking to Aunt May. I really don't. And I ain't going to pay your wages to do it. That's going on. That will go on with your relatives. That is a communist tactic, an organized crime tactic. We're not going to put up with it in this state. Great show coming into the show. Great callers, as always. Great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Then you got the Earl Ingram show, my good friend Earl Ingram. Great show, great evening program, great weekend programming. Pizza Box Mike, crown jewel of Saturday program. Great programming on Saturday. Have a good weekend. A lot more coming up on Monday. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. I'm signing off for today.